This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, I am in Cambridge today at a very special place. Here we have it. It is the Cambridge University bookshop. I just bought a book. I will show you the book as well in a minute. Okay, this site is very, very special. That plaque on top reads, and I will read very quickly, in 1583, opposite this site, the first book was printed by Cambridge University Press, in a line of printing which ran unbroken until 2013. This has also been the longest continuously operating bookshop site in England, where books were first sold in the 1580s. So this bookshop has been functional since 1580s, Tudor period, when Queen Elizabeth I was governing England. So I am very, very close to the Cambridge University. You can see the university behind me there. That's King's College behind me there, that building. And this is the Cambridge University bookshop, a very special site for book collectors and book lovers. And it has amazing books inside. I love Cambridge University research, amazing research. You can see some of the books behind me in the window, right? Cambridge University Press. I just bought a book recently published on the Abbasid Empire. You can see, I will quickly show you the book as well, inshallah. Okay, the book is titled The Abbasid Caliphate, A History by Tayyib Al-Hibri. It's published by the Cambridge University Press. I'm looking forward to reading it. It was published in 2021, which is this year, of course. So what am I doing at Cambridge University? I love this place. This place reminds me of education, the importance of education and history. And I've come to look at the university and the bookshop and more. Of course, Cambridge is an amazing place. You can see the King's College building behind me there, right? So how did this university come about? This university was established in 1209, about 800 years ago, and much of the knowledge that was taught at this university and in Oxford came from the Muslim lands. Not all of it, of course, we don't claim that, but much of the knowledge came from places like Al-Andalus, Muslim Spain, and Muslim Sicily, when Sicily was governed by the Muslims for nearly 250 years. And the Middle East. There were Englishmen who were teaching at the Cambridge University and the University of Oxford who had gone to the Muslim lands to learn this knowledge. People like Adelard of Bath, people like Robert of Ketton, people like Daniel of Morley, and Michael the Scot. So some of these names you can find in a book titled The Matter of Araby in Medieval England. The author is Dorothy Metzlitsky. I will put a link to the book in the comments section so that you can look at that book and see how the Muslim civilization inspired British intellectual history directly. So you can see in that book a lot of the details how during the Middle Ages, when the Crusades were going on, of course, at the time, Muslims still continued to inspire directly or indirectly places like Britain, where universities used much of the knowledge coming from the Muslim lands through English scholars who had learnt the Arabic language, and they came back to Britain and they were teaching at institutions like Cambridge and Oxford. And later on, these institutions became universities. At the time, they were schools, of course. Cambridge had a collection of schools, so did Oxford. So these institutions later on became these great universities. Today, if you go around the world, people want to come and study in Cambridge. They want to study in Oxford. They want to seek education in these institutions because of the prestigious profile of these institutions. But at the bottom of it, at the root, you will find Islam and Muslims. So the Muslim civilization is like a flower that leaves fragrance in the hand that crushes it. The Crusades were going on at the time, and the Muslims are still inspiring indirectly, albeit indirectly, some of the things happening in these institutions here in Cambridge. So this is partly the legacy of Islam, of course, partly. I keep saying that because I don't want people to claim that I am giving all the credit to the Muslim civilization, but Islam and Muslims had a direct role. And to see the details and the names of scholars and their contributions from Britain who had traveled to the Muslim lands, for the details, please look at the book I mentioned, The Matter of Araby in Medieval England by Dorothy Matslitsky. I hope you like that. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.